Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I'm your host Matt Trudell, and with me like always,
Tom Grady.
And back from Akron himself,
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Back from Hilton Head actually this time.
Oh, you Hilton okay. Head. Why, you don't like Akron's beaches?
Unfortunately, we don't have beaches.
No, you don't like their lakes?
Lake Erie's all right in Cleveland.
You didn't want to go to the Museum of Modern LeBron?
There is not a Museum of Modern LeBron in Akron. Okay. There is the Hall of Fame, though, in Canton.
That's not Akron.
That's like 15 minutes away from Akron.
15 minutes is 15 minutes. Is Duke in Chapel Hill? I don't think so.
Duke's like in a
And that's 8 minutes.
Hour. It's 8 minutes?
It's 8 miles, so.
Yeah, so I'd probably be like 20 minutes without traffic because it's a bunch of roads. I was actually just in Chapel Hill for a college visit for my brother.
Oh, yeah? Younger brother?
I'm guessing. Yeah, younger brother.
How many siblings do you have?
One. Just one.
How? So he's a year or two years younger than
you? He's going to be a senior this year in high school.
Oh, okay. All right. Shout out to Sebastian's brother. What's his name? Is it like Kevin?
Christian.
Oh, okay. The IAN. Sebastian Christian.
Yep.
We found out that Sebastian doesn't have any social medias today. That's very rare. So shout out to you.
Appreciate it. I'm not like everyone else. I think Instagram and Snapchat especially. You couldn't pay me to go on Snapchat. Like I
don't have a Snapchat. I don't have an Instagram. I have a Facebook and I have a Twitter.
I'm not a Facebook. I have,
but I don't use Twitter. I'll say this.
I do have like a mini Twitter, but I literally just follow sports people.
See, I have a Twitter.
So does that count?
I mean, no, because I don't count my Twitter. My Twitter, the only thing I do on my Twitter.
I literally just follow Schefter, Rappaport, Woj, Ken Rosenthal. That's literally all I follow.
The only thing I do on my Twitter is promote this show.
Okay.
This is the only thing I do.
Yeah.
And then I have a Facebook.
I don't follow any of my friends or all that.
Huh.
I like Kurt Schilling's Twitter account.
Oh, yeah, I know you do. Kurt Schilling is a scumbag. I've never liked Kurt Schilling. I never have liked Kurt Schilling.
Like, how was last week? Now that he makes those, how many random comments?
Last
did
week
he make?
Was pretty funny.
We spent 20 minutes talking about the Arena Bowl. We need to wrap this up because we did not discuss the outcome of the
Okay,
Arena
well,
Bowl
we yet. we can start today's show off with Arena Bowl 31, which, oh my God, I almost texted you over the weekend. He's an acquaintance, but he's a Facebook friend. Took pictures where he was like sitting right on the field in the 50-yard line, like Arena Bowl 31, and I'm like, you paid $50 for that? Like, are you serious? We looked up tickets. I had to work on Saturday, but we looked up tickets.
$14.
$14 up top, $50 on the field.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm not paying $50. Like, you got to give me a hot dog.
Ain't bad for a championship game.
There's just four teams, bro. Like, are we serious? Like, dude,
if
the
it was
Baltimore,
like a Washington,
if it was
Valor
like a
10-team
league,
dude, 4-10.
The Baltimore Blast play in a deeper league.
Yeah.
And they have 8 teams.
That's a solid 4-10 team. That's all I'm saying.
They were 2-10 going into the tournament.
You should have to take him to the Baltimore. Let's see if you I think he could like indoor soccer.
I'm not going to an indoor soccer
I won't
game,
either.
Unless
but I
I'm renting a kid for the day. Like,
if
that sounded so wrong.
That is.
I did not. All right, full disclosure. My mom, where that term came from is my mom runs a daycare, has always run a daycare. And I loved Port Discovery, but then I got too old to like do the stuff in Port Discovery. So I was like, I should rent one of your kids and tell them to get lost, and then I have to go find them. This still didn't sound all that right, but whatever. I'm a sane human. I don't do anything wrong. I'm not LeBron.
Oh, my.
Anywho. Anywho.
Good Lord.
And who knows what he's really into, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I heard he's a Penn State fan. So, back to Arena Bowl 31.
Yeah.
I believe it was. Let me look up the score because I saw the score.
I'm gonna turn into Alex somewhat, World Cup mode while you do
you're
this.
You're just missing in great commentary.
While you do
it,
your arena football
sporting
league
event. Come on, Kadri Ismail does the games on TV.
Let's see. Tom Grady came out and tweeted about his respect for the Washington Valor fighting through adversity this year.
That's my man right there. You want to talk about a guy who, has, when he goes into the club, all the women are going to be in love with him. It's Tom Grady.
Yeah. The Arena Football League is in such bad shape that a team went 2-10, lost its first playoff game, and still won the championship.
Wait, whoa. That just woke me up. It's not single elimination?
I thought it was, but apparently it isn't. No, that's
amazing.
They defeated Tom Grady, though. I know that.
So it's double elimination.
69-55 to win the Arena Bowl.
Arena is not single elimination. In a 14, oh my goodness.
You got beef?
You got beef? It's more football.
So let's see. Dude, this amazed me, Sebastian, because I was like, when I was younger, the Arena Football League, even though I've never cared about it, was somewhat of a, like, it was on ABC, like, yeah. It had all this stuff going, so I'm like, oh, okay, you know, all right, we'll see what happens here.
Now it's on CBS Sports Network.
All right, so let's see. Yeah, so there's four teams. Can you guess the teams?
Well, you named two, Washington, Baltimore. Is Philadelphia Soul?
Philadelphia Soul, longest tenured team.
Only guess that because you. And probably a New York team.
Oh, wow.
He's getting close.
Yeah.
He's really warm.
Brooklyn.
Albany. Empire, home of the great Tom Grady. Oh, my God, dude. Postseason
one of the greatest
procedures.
Quarterbacks of all time.
So, did you watch Manziel make his debut?
It's Friday.
I'm watching. I'm glued to this.
All right. So, this is what happens. Top postseason seed number one, head-to-head. Best winning percentage in game between clubs. Strength of schedule, point differential in head-to-head games.
Strength of schedule, they play the same team like 10 times, most likely, if it's a four-team league.
All right. So, round one is home and home weekend. Then round two, second round is home and home weekend, an Arena Bowl weekend.
So it's like a soccer, like aggregate.
So it's 1-4. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because remember when we were looking it up, that's how Tom Brady lost.
So like a two-minute drill wouldn't even matter in a first leg.
Dude, they're sponsored by DraftKings, so you can't hate on them.
They got sponsorship.
Team stats.
We got to look up your Cleveland Gladiators, see how they did in their league this year.
Let's look up the
Cleveland. You probably know more than me.
Hey, it doesn't matter. They have packed the queue with banners.
Banners.
Yes.
They got banners.
Banners.
David Banners. They have a website, so that's positive.
I would hope.
The queue transformation.
Yes. Yes, sir.
At schedule, see how they did this year.
I don't think they even have a schedule.
They do a lot of stuff. Look, they're doing a lot of stuff for high schools.
Oh, remember they were on hiatus. Remember when we were looking that up?
Oh.
They like took a break.
Really?
Yeah.
High school spotlight series. Looks like they're reaching out to schools in Cleveland.
Well, who knows? They don't have any dates on this.
Well, just go look up Wikipedia. Go back.
Because that's the truth.
Yeah.
Doing some deep research.
I like it.
All right. So
they have like their championships up top.
Hold on. Darn it. In September 2017, it was announced that Quicken Loans Arena would be undergoing significant renovations during the 2018 and 2019 basketball offseason, so as to not conflict with its primary tenant, the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. However, as the AFL season runs into basketball offseason, the Gladiators had to take a two-year leave of absence beginning in November of 2017, with the hopes of return in the 2020 season.
So they're not even playing right now?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the Q doesn't have respect for the team that put the most banners in that building. That highly money generating, the players get paid with Subway gift cards.
Bad groceries.
What are these poor guys going to do?
Look, have they ever won anything? Look at the right. Scroll down a little bit.
I'm looking at the right, darn it. Team history. They started as the New Jersey Red Dogs. Then they were the New Jersey Gladiators. Then they were the Las Vegas Gladiators. And then in 2008, they became the Cleveland Gladiators. They have 0 league championships, 1 conference championship, 3 division championships, and they've been to 10 playoff appearances.
That's about 4 banners, so that's pretty good.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's do 2008 and on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 6 times in the playoffs since 2008. Their 1 conference championship was since 2008. They won 0 league championships.
Not bad.
And they play in what league?
They're in the Arena Football League. They just had to take a hiatus.
Oh, okay.
Because the queue doesn't return the respect for the amount of banners that
they put
in
there.
We
need to start a petition.
Dude.
Hashtag.
I refuse to sign the petition.
Why?
Because the queue transformation is going to be great, and the Cavaliers are more important than the Gladiators.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal's brother played. I don't know. His last name's Dolezal, and I've only seen that once.
So what does he identify as, an NFL quarterback?
Dude, I swear, like, if I go down and it says... Actually, I know her real brother's an author. But that's because I watched a documentary on her. But that's besides the point. Anything else you want to say about Arena Bowl 31?
No, just...
Hey, I think Cleveland's going to make a run in the 2020 season.
Yeah, I'm waiting. You got to be talking about that.
You mean to tell me they don't even have, like, a high school gym big enough that they can play their games in? Like, they just were like, we can't...
Well, the high school gym's not... Is it a 100-yard field?
It's not 100 yards in arena.
50?
It's 50 by 25.
Do you think the high school gym could fit 50 yards?
Bro, they could find some place with a tent over it that they can play.
Yeah, where do the Lake Erie Monsters play?
The queue.
Oh, okay.
What are the Lake Erie Monsters? What is going on?
AHL champions, man.
AHL
Calder
Cup champions.
Talk about putting the banners up at the queue.
We are. They were in the parade, man.
What parade?
When we won the NBA championship.
Are you freaking serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You went the Bill Buckner route?
They were in the parade.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of parades, I remember last year when the Soul won it, the Arena Bowl, Ron Jaworski runs the team. They had a parade in downtown Philly. And he got all pissed off because somebody mentioned the fact that nobody watches the team. He says, everybody loves this team. We get a lot of more people watch this than like the 76ers or something. You have to watch the video.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Yeah, man.
Dude, there's nothing that makes me more mad than like when the Red Sox finally won a world championship and then they gave all the losers from the years before rings. That's the dumbest thing ever. Kick rocks. You cost us the game.
Steve Bartman then when the Cubs won.
They gave him a ring?
Yeah.
That's stupid. He shouldn't have accepted that. He should have lived true to his character and said, leave me alone.
What, for messing up that foul ball?
Yeah, the whole city like threatened to kill him.
Jeez.
Races rallied together to end Bartman's life. And you want to sit here and, like...
They did give him a ring.
That's dumb. That's stupid. I hate that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I'm really upset. Like, All right. Let's move on. All right. Really?
They did. You can look it up. Steve Bartman has a ring.
Is Calvin Johnson going to get a ring when Detroit finds... Well, he'll probably be dead, but...
Who's more likely to win a Super Bowl first, Lions or Browns?
Browns. Y'all got Hugh.
Yeah. Quarterback guru.
A burner account.
So what happens when Hugh gets gone? Hugh is fired.
What happens when Hugh is fired? Right, well, he'll probably go to the Lions, and then they'll win a Super Bowl within 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then they'll give Calvin Johnson a ring. Because apparently that's what we do. Yeah.
Do you remember last year when the Browns released a hype video for Brock Osweiler?
Did they really?
It was called For Those About to Brock. So it's just playing.
Did they really actually?
Yes. Type in For Those About to Brock.
We're not watching this on air.
You don't have to watch it now, but after the show.
All right. For Those About to Brock.
Oh my goodness. All right, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure they would do that.
And do you guys want to, after 15 minutes, officially start the show? Because I know we talked about Arena Football and Tom Grady.
Yeah.
Where's Tom Grady's future lie? That's the real question.
Yeah, we really got to analyze this.
We gotta ask this question real quick.
Notice he played previously for Jacksonville. I believe he won the Arena Bowl there.
I know is he's a king. He's a king.
You can almost say
he's got a Wikipedia page
of the AFL.
Yeah. He's married to an Instagram model, so much like Tom Brady, they walk in similar circles. He played at Utah. He was a Ute in 2008. So that means
that was the year they beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl.
Was that defeated post Urban Meyer or with Urban Meyer?
No, he was gone by then. He was with Florida.
Oh yeah, he was covering up for murderers and thieves. Oh my God, let's see what's his future lie. How old is he now? Hold on, gotta figure that out first. He's 33.
Tom Grady, right?
33,
now.
6'7".
Oh my goodness,
6'7".
Got all the talent in the world.
He's got that height to see over the offensive line.
Yeah, look at this. Are you ready for this? Take this, Tom Brady, 2 times first team All Arena, 2 times. Arena Football League MVP, 2-time AFL Offensive Player of the Year, 2-time AFL Passing Yards Leader, AFL Passing Time. Well, that's 3 times now because he had the passing lead this year.
Has he won a title? He has not won a title?
I don't know. It does not look it.
Oh, no. National Indoor League Champion 2017, so he does have a title.
What's the now, though? It's an arena developmental league. They have a developmental league for arena football?
That's a difficult game. You got to learn it.
What? Bro.
That's bad.
Dude.
That's bad,
if they're
Alex.
Paying arena
Alex,
football
you can't
league,
that.
If they're paying arena football league players in Subway gift cards, what are these guys getting?
Goodness.
McDonald's gift cards?
No, they're getting $1 to go to the vending machine. That's what they're getting. They get $1. Go get a Coke.
Wow. 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 Wow.
They don't. Do they actually have an arena development league?
I poop you not, okay? The National Arena League, NAL, is a professional indoor football league that began to play in 2017. It was originally called Arena Developmental League when it was formed by teams breaking off from American Indoor Football in June 2016. When the Jacksonville Sharks joined from the Arena Football League, the league was reorganized and it became the NAL.
But is that like a development league or?
Well, I guess now it's a stand.
But there is developmental leagues.
For arena football?
Yeah.
Why?
How many teams are?
I don't know about that, but I know there was an arena
If there are more developmental teams in arena football than actual arena football, that's how you know it's not legit.
Who puts their hard-earned money into this crap? Like, who literally funds so these teams don't go under? Like, who's going to Washington Valor games? Because I'll tell you something. I'm going to a Mystics game before I'm going to any arena football league.
Same.
You remember when I used to make fun of Nathan for sitting in here and being like, the Mystics, the Mystics, the Mystics? If someone comes in here and tells me about the Valor or the Brigade.
DC United, too.
DC United's different. They got Wayne Rooney.
Owner of the
Steelers. Well, your favorite.
Plus, you follow the Columbus Crew, so I don't want to hear
this.
I love the Columbus Crew. God.
Third place right now in the Eastern Conference.
Get the hell out of here.
Third place. We're going to make the playoffs again.
In 3 years.
It's a real sport right there.
What?
MLS.
Yeah, okay.
That's a real league.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I accidentally watched some MLS the other day, and, like, Ibrahimovic had, like, a hat trick in, like, 12 minutes on the field.
Who did they play?
Some earthquakes?
San Jose earthquakes?
Yeah, I think that might have been it. All right, what's next?
It's a real league, man.
It's not a real league.
Top quality.
Look, yo, he got assigned to the Albany.
701 touchdown passes for Tom Grady.
And only 113 picks.
Look at that. That's got to be a great passer rating.
Some would say elite. Mm-hmm. 32,000 passer yards. 64.1% completion percentage.
I don't know what else you could ask for.
I don't know what else you could ask for. I agree. He's a standout.
Oh, man.
I bet you we could get Brigade season tickets next year for like a quarter. Head on down to the Malts. No, they're not. They lost to a 2-10 team.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a Washington Brigade.
I know. All these arena football teams look alike. Mm-hmm.
There are only four of them.
Oh, Baltimore Brigade got their own website. Look at them. Look at them.
They're on Masson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Become a full season ticket member.
They're on Masson. How is that humanly possible?
I think the Valor on all right. Sportsnet.
All right. Member price per game. Yo, are they serious? Alex, do you see this?
VIP, $100 per game?
$1,000 per season to sit in the front row.
Good God.
But, hey, look, ready for this?
How many games are there?
I'm guessing 10.
12. Or 6.
12.
Well, 6 because it's home games, right?
6 games for $1,000? Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute.
Because there was 12 games in a season, right? So that means it's going to be 6 home games.
So you're paying pretty much $180 per ticket to sit in the front row
of an arena football game?
You could probably buy 6 individual tickets.
Dude, for end zone general admission, member price per game. Well, you get food and beverage as well if you're in VIP.
Oh, okay.
$100 for the season. Let's get them, guys.
I'm for it.
You got 100 bones?
I am not going to be buying.
But if the Columbus Crew were here.
Maybe.
What if the Cleveland Gladiators come to town?
Probably not.
Oh.
Probably not. I don't think I could.
You couldn't swing $100?
Nah, I'm not for the Columbus Crew. I can't, but not for the Arena Football League.
Well, let's find out your Columbus Crew season ticket packages. All right,
it's more expensive than $100.
It should be less.
MLS is worse than Arena Football.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness,
they're developing talent.
So you'd rather go to Arena Football League game than an MLS game? That's what you're saying right now. That's exactly what you're saying. Then it must be better.
You're making it very hard for me to say something politically correct. Tickets. Columbus Crew don't even have their own website.
Really?
Yeah, they're whack. They don't even sell full seasons.
Well, they might be leaving Columbus, unfortunately.
Good.
It's devastating.
Ohio doesn't deserve anything good.
No. You're completely incorrect on that.
All right, ready? A partial 9-game season plan.
9-game season plan, okay.
Right?
How much?
The most expensive that's available is $320.
It's most expensive? Okay. That's not that bad.
$240 for the south end.
It's not that bad. What's the cheapest?
$240.
Okay.
Now, granted, there's a bunch that's already sold out, or they don't sell them.
No, sold out. We sell out most games.
Cool.
We got fans.
Let's see what DC United is going for.
What, that new Audi Field?
Yeah.
So you guys got the owner of the Steelers playing for you? Rooney?
Yeah.
Rooney? Yeah.
Okay.
I love how he answered the you guys thing.
By the way, it's Matt's team, not my team.
It's not. No. No, don't put that on me. Okay? I do not represent any MLS team. The only reason why I'm looking up the DC United is they are the closest. I don't support the MLS. I think the MLS should fold.
Should fold.
Yeah.
Famos United.
So should the USMNT fold forever?
It would be better for the world.
If they folded.
Yeah. Let Pulisic go play wherever his last name's from, you know?
Serbia.
Is he?
I'm not sure. That does sound like a Serbian last. The Itch.
Yeah, but that could be Croatian. Matic.
That's true. Rakitic.
Any over there in that area.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia is now Croatia.
Yugoslavia is now Croatia, Serbia, Montenegro. Yeah. All
it's the places. Slavics.
Baltic right. Friends.
Sin on Baltic with crack. That's a Dane Cook joke back when he was funny for like the year that he was funny.
I was about to say.
All right, here we go. This is actually snazzy. Dude, they don't even like have any season tickets available.
DC United, by the way, is in last place.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I don't care. Like, I just do not care.
I love MLS. All
right.
Columbus Crew.
So a full season at this new DC United stadium for the first tickets that I could find, $420. Actually not that bad. I'm not gonna spend that money. All right, let's get on to sports, guys. Like, I'm sorry, we digress.
I love sports. MLS, we spend like MLS is one of the best sports leagues.
Is it? It's one of the best sports
in America.
League.
Yeah.
I would put NASCAR over it.
It's the fifth best sports league in the world.
People that drive cars and think they're athletes, you know.
It's the fifth best sports league in the world. MLS
fourth
in the world.
League.
So is there
in U.S. In okay. the U.S. My fault. In the U.S.
So you're putting NFL.
The major sports.
NBA.
Oh, we're not counting college sports, right?
No.
Okay.
So NFL, NBA.
MLB, and NHL.
MLB, NHL.
And then MLS.
NASCAR is more popular than
it's
the MLS.
It's more popular, but it's not better.
Why are you hating on Tony Stewart and Jimmy
Johnson?
You just
said you don't think people that drive cars are athletes.
Yeah, I don't think people that play soccer in the U.S. are athletes. I think they're people that don't want to get real jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
They're just failed track stars, you know?
But they're running. They're doing something physical.
Yeah. Again, but their paychecks are like, you know, a handshake and a, here's a hot dog, kid.
Well, I'm sure Wayne Rooney's paycheck isn't that.
Oh, yeah, it's different. But there's major disparities in the right. MLS between making 30 G's a year and Wayne Rooney. Like, all right, guys, trade deadline happened yesterday. Let's talk about the Major League Baseballs. We just wasted a half hour on Arena Bowl MLS. People
Grady.
Have turned off by now.
Yeah.
And my man Tom Grady.
That was the name of the
episode.
They've
been turned on. They've been turned on, Matt. Turning on to this show.
We're hitting the soccer spot for them.
And the Arena Bowl spot.
He would much rather talk about all this stuff than the World Cup, though. Like, it's ridiculous.
Or the Albany Empire.
Well.
Shameful.
Tom Grady's a legend. They can't take away...
700 touchdown passes. 700.
What's Tom Brady done? Other than model Uggs.
Win 5 Super Bowls.
Did he?
Yeah.
Adam Vinatieri won 2 of them. Andy Reid won the other one. For them.
That's
Poor
3.
Andy Reid.
He's a Mormon.
Pete Carroll won the other one. And then Matt Ryan won the other one.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. Also known as Tom Brady. So that's 5. And I hate Tom Brady, by the way. Because I do think he's a cheater.
It's just like Ray Allen won LeBron a chip. Kyrie won LeBron a chip.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Not 4. Not 5. Not 6. Not 7.
If it weren't for the Warriors, you might have six by now.
If it weren't for the fact that he just has given up on winning championships for the rest of his career and he's not winning another one.
We'll see. He won't win one this year for sure. As long as that Warriors team is together, he won't win one.
I think the Orioles have a better chance within the next 5 years of making the playoffs than LeBron does of winning a championship.
The Orioles could be a playoff team in 4 or 5 years.
They could.
If they do their rebuild.
If these things are...
If they stick to the process, they should be a playoff team in 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think LeBron's winning a championship in 4 or 5 years.
We'll see. With that roster currently, no, he won't.
I think he just wanted to get closer to his side thing.
Yep, the acting business.
Acting like a good father.
Starring in HBO, man.
Acting like a good husband.
Gonna be in the sold uninterrupted to HBO. Making that money. Gonna star in a film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Al Pacino.
Dude, let me tell you something. First off, I'm kind of against athletes being in movies.
Oh, I know you are against that. You're really against that. Uncle Drew.
And did you see the movie Trainwreck?
I have not.
Because your boy LeBron was in that. And not only was that movie exactly like the name, but it was pretty bad because LeBron was one of the only, like, okay things about that movie. And that's how bad it was. It was terrible.
Okay.
Katie made me watch it.
I have to watch it.
And at the end of the movie, she goes, "I am so sorry that we watched that, because that was just a horrible movie." So trade deadline. Chris Archer.
So that's a big. Pittsburgh's taking a huge risk doing that. Austin Meadows is going to be a stud, and Tyler Glasnow is one of their. Is their number one prospect?
This man talking about minor league players and how they're going to be a stud, acting like
Austin Meadows isn't a minor league prospect. Austin Meadows is in the big leagues right now.
But he just come up.
Yeah, and he's raking right now.
Raking.
He's raking.
It's not fall time. So, I hate that term, raking. There's only two types of people that can rake. Right? People at craps tables and Leafs.
So what term would you like better then?
Performing well.
Oh, it's so boring.
Balling.
That's basketball.
Baseball is called baseball. It has a ball in it. And I think a hockey player could ball out. So like...
they could puck out. How about that? Come on, change new terms.
No. All right. Well, so Chris Archer goes to the Pirates, which kind of screwed up the Orioles deal yesterday. Because I don't know if you heard, the Orioles were in contact with the Pirates for Gausman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking at another weird Uniel guy, one of their top prospects. But then, I mean... If you can get Chris Archer, you're going to get Chris Archer, you know?
Right.
So he's out the way. Yankees got Lance Lynn.
Yeah, it's not really going to.
Forgetting the biggest trade.
Yeah, you forgot the biggest Leonis one. Giannis
Martin to Indians for Will Castro.
Yeah. Well, I got Sebastian great venting
trade.
To me.
It's a great trade. Right, Sebastian?
For you guys, it's a magnificent trade. You got
player in Leonis.
You guys got your shortstop of the future.
You could
free finish, of charge.
You could finish in fourth place in your division next year.
500 in 5 years.
They're gonna finish third in their division, maybe even second. That's how good the AL Central is. That's how good the Tigers are, by the way. They're gonna probably finish second or third. So, and now they add their shortstop of the future. For free of charge, by the way, because that's how Leonis Martin is, by the way.
You got the finishing piece of the puzzle for a World Series run.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he hits 176 against lefties. When all we have is lefties in our lineup.
To capture this hot division, we're going to be hoodwinked.
We're going to be hoodwinked.
Like like every year. That's what they're going to do. They're going to trick us into thinking, oh, this team's going to work. And once we beat up on all these bad teams.
AL Central is a great division. It is neck and neck right now.
We still have to play the Orioles a couple times this year.
So those are wins.
Right. These are the teams we play. There's only one team above 500. We play Boston. That's the only good team we play left. The rest of the teams we play are garbage. Tampa Bay, garbage. Toronto, Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't even deserve the garbage. Would be a compliment to Baltimore. Detroit, Kansas City, Minnesota.
But you said we're going to be good now. That
Chicago
we got
White Sox, Angels, Cincinnati Reds. All of them stay.
I love how he's
all
sitting here complaining.
All of them are 500 or below.
And they have a 9-game lead in the division.
Well, it's not about winning a division, Matt. It's about winning a World Series. I want to win a World
Series.
But LeBron
left Cleveland, so it's over for your town until the
we're
Cleveland
not
Gladiators
win
come back.
We're not going to win an NBA championship.
You're not going to win any championship.
We're not going to win a championship
Cleveland
as long as the Warriors.
Cleveland is doomed for another 50 years, no. Just like what happened before.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, I mean, the Columbus Crew, if you want to bring them into Cleveland, they could probably win a championship.
And like Gary Monsters?
Okay, stop. We're not talking about games that have less than community college soccer games, okay? We're just not watching.
They get like 5K a game.
Oh. Yeah, they get the poors who can't afford the real one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what happens is the poors go to minor league games. In major cities, like people in Philly, they're like, well, we can't afford the Flyers game, so we'll go to the Phantoms game. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one cares. It's the poors.
It's championship.
It's poors. It's.
Well, I'm telling you, man, it's what we're going to be tricked into thinking all this is going to work. And then once we have to face Houston the first round.
Anybody you play in the first round, you'd find a
you're
way
right
to...
If it's Yankees, Red Sox, or Astros, you're 100% correct. And I know it's gonna happen by September. I'm gonna be all hyped up because I'm gonna be like saying I'm gonna be like we're gonna do this, we're gonna win the AL, and then the reality will set in.
What are your thoughts on what the Orioles did?
Love it. I think the Orioles had a great day today or yesterday.
I think
they had a great day. I think it would have been better as if Jones decided to waive his no trade.
I agree with that.
That would have been better.
And if they would have found a good deal for Bundy, but I'm guessing what they'll probably do is try and get rid of Bundy in the offseason
time. And if they trade Gausman, if they don't have the deal for Bundy, Bundy's still got a whole bunch of control left.
Yeah.
Taken to the offseason.
I like that. I like the only thing that worries me, and I kind of told you this via text message, was are they actually going to spend their international money? Because if they don't, then that's a waste.
Well, they want this Victor Mesa guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, I'm hoping because that just adds another body that they got from these trades. I was looking at the Orioles top 30 today. And I think I want to say they got
6 of the 11 players they've got is now in the top.
They have 30. They got more than 11.
Right.
Because they got 5 for Machado.
Correct. They got 4 for Gausman and O'Day.
They got 3 for
Scope. Although 2 of them 3 for Scope, but one of them's already a major league.
Okay, true. So we'll do 2. And then they got how many for Britain? Like 3 or 4, right?
Britain, they got 3 for Britain, and one of them's a major leaguer.
So they got 13 players. Plus
11 prospects.
No, they got 15 players, 13 prospects.
Okay.
So you got 13 prospects, and then they have this international money, which hopefully they can spend to get a few guys. That's a pretty decent haul.
Yeah, it's a very good haul.
I was – it's the most excited I've been as an Orioles fan in a while. I was telling
how many Camden Yards games are you gonna go to next year?
I'll go to a few. I don't have any issues. I I like going to the game. I went to games when they sucked for years and years and years. To me, though, now that I can somewhat see that it's like, okay, they understand their trash and that they want, you know, like, I don't mind. First off, I'm not going to pay top dollar.
Right.
I have a website. I'm going to pay cheap prices to go. I'm not going to pay top dollar to see that product. Website. But I'll be the same. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to pay top dollar to go see the Wizards. Like, it's just not going to happen. So, I mean, it'll be very exciting, very interesting to see. But, I mean, they're not going to be good for another. I was looking at their prospects, and they also have their, like, estimated time of arrival. And some of them will be up next year. But, I mean, out of the 13 players that they got, I believe, like, 6 or 7 of them are in their top 30.
Well, another thing we got to keep in track, they're all 13 of them are obviously not going to pan out.
Correct.
So I'd say if 5 of them pan out, that would be a success because they're prospects.
Yeah.
And most prospects don't pan out.
I get that. I get that. But, you know, if you're the Orioles, right, and this is what I've been arguing for years and years and years about, is what happened was the Orioles had a couple guys pan out, and then they went and spent money to bring in other pieces. But they didn't continue to build that farm system. So Ben, when they didn't want to spend the money anymore, they didn't have anybody of quality to go get. So to completely, I don't know. I would imagine they were like 28, 29, 30 in their like farm system going into the trading deadline.
Yeah, it was very thin.
And now I would imagine that they made a pretty decent jump.
Probably I'd say maybe low 20s, like high teens.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and I mean that to me. That's
good. They still got to get better, though.
They got to get better, but think about it. They spend this international money, bring some of these guys over, right? Then they, in theory, have this draft coming up where they're supposed to get pretty high picks because they suck. Next year, they're going to suck. They have a chance to, if they make the right moves, of flipping this farm system into something just better than garbage. Like, I mean, I think we're better than garbage now, mm-hmm. which we were flat garbage going into before we traded Manny Machado. And to me, I'm glad they got rid of Scope. I love Scope. Scope was one of my favorite players on the team, but it made sense. Gausman makes sense. I think Bundy is a guy that they need to look at moving in the offseason because they have controllable years and they can, like, I'm willing to allow this team to be absolute garbage for some years now. If we work on getting a contender, and it'll be a lot easier to have a team where you have 5 or 6 of these guys succeed and they can solidify positions, and then you can go spend money on a couple guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the Orioles need to do. That's what they need to do. And they just don't, they haven't done that in the past. I told him, he texted me, he's like, Brock went for $250K of money. And I said, I'm surprised we got more than a hot dog and a bag of balls for him. Because, I mean, he's garbage. He's straight trash. Like, hopefully.
You didn't say nice things about Brad Brock.
I said what I said. I said he sucks and he's married to a country star. You need to get him the bleep out of here. That's exactly what I said. I don't like country music. I'm sorry.
I don't think you're the only one who doesn't like country music.
In this room right here, you like country music?
No. No.
Okay.
So, right, cool.
Shout out to that. Yeah.
Unanimous in that.
All right. But yeah, I think they did a decent job. And you're right. You know, if we get 5 any more than that to pan out, that's a great trade. But it was necessary. It was absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to take a while. They have to stick to, like, the next 3 years are going to be painful, but they cannot rush it in the next 3 years.
I agree.
That's how you become a bad franchise.
Well, we totally know how to be a bad franchise. And it's so funny because I was talking to my future mother-in-law yesterday about this. And I was like, the funny thing is that, you know, when the Orioles first started to get good, I was like, oh my God, we might be a good franchise again. And now you realize that, no, we're just a crap franchise that got lucky And we won in spite of us being a horrible franchise. But I've seen some people that are really mad about this. And I'm like, they're not going to spend money. I've seen some people in the media in this town dog it. And I'm like, well, you know they're not going to spend money. And they have a crap farm system. What are they going to do? And then it's like, well, you're going to pay top dollar. Well, first off, no one ever said about paying top dollar. Like, let's be honest. I'm not going to pay top dollar to go see an Orioles game. But I'll tell you something. When the September call-ups come up, I might go see a couple of O's game before this season's done. I know they're bad.
Right.
I know they're bad. But to me,
I would if that was my
team. I would much rather see some of the younger guys come in and try than watch Manny Machado go off and a bunch of other bums around him that are overpaid sissies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Adam Jones not waving his no trade clause was baffling to me. I was pretty upset about that.
He wants to stay in Baltimore for
his life. Here's the thing. And this is why I think it's stupid, right? He can come back and sign back with the Orioles at the end of the year.
Right.
He could have went and tried to win a World Series. We're not winning a World Series in his career. Like, it's just not going to happen unless he goes elsewhere.
Yeah, there are talks that the Phillies and Indians and
the Braves. I heard a bunch of teams were in the running for him.
I think the Phillies were the one that got him, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think it was the Phillies, and he said no.
And this is the crazy thing. It's like, bro, just spend a couple months there and then come back.
It's not like Philadelphia is that far from Baltimore, by the way.
And it's not like we'll, you know.
Where's his house that he bought? Is that in Aberdeen?
No, it's in Annapolis. It's in like the Owings Mills, Reisterstown area. It's near where I live. It's kind of near where the Ravens practice also. It's massive. We can't really see much of it from the road, but you can tell that it's a
huge
honking piece of property.
Right.
But that's the thing, that it's like, go do that and then come back, you know, because like, if you want to help the rest of your career with the Orioles, go make that move. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Right. Probably would have got another good prospect.
And you know, all right. So the most important thing about baseball is we need to talk about your New York Mets.
I'm so disappointed in my
and
Mets.
The epic game that they had last night.
It was incredible.
You know, the funny thing is, so we have the Xfinity remote, so you can press C on the Xfinity remote and the scores come up on the side. So I was scrolling through and I saw it and I go, oh, this is a typo. So I went to like the scoring and I was like, oh my God, this isn't a typo. But I was still tripping out about it. So I grabbed my phone and I pulled up the ESPN app and I was like, oh my God, it's not a typo. This really happened. I wonder how Sebastian feels about this. 25-4, Sebastian. Tell us your thoughts. 21 point. Dude, you remember when the Orioles murdered by the Rangers back in?
Yeah. Let's start off by saying this. Six of those runs are absolutely irrelevant because a position player pitched for six of those runs. So I consider it to be 19-4. So that minus six right there. Yes. I love my Mets. And we just didn't play that well, man. We just didn't play that well.
Yo, that is the name of this episode. I consider it 19-4.
Like, yes. 19-4. 19-4.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
We got four solid runs there.
Oh my God. I have a headache now. That's how hard I laughed. Like, that was hilarious.
Yeah, man.
I consider it 19-4. Oh my God.
Was.
Hillary's my president.
It was 19-4.
Al Gore.
It's 19-4.
Oh my God. That was funny. That was the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Was it not?
I didn't watch the game.
Jose Reyes pitched for six of those runs, so those six runs should be eliminated.
No.
That's not how baseball works.
That's not how any of this works.
Come on, man. Come on, Mets, some slack.
Chris Davis a few years ago came out and won a baseball game as a pitcher.
Yep.
against the Red Sox in Fenway in 17 innings.
Good for him.
Pitched a gem.
Tigers had Don Kelly. Legend.
We had Chris Jimenez.
You guys had Ryan Rayburn as well. He came in and pitched a game against the Tigers. And then went on a strikeout.
And then went on the DL right afterward with a right forearm strain.
But what year was this country free?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, man. He knows about DL moves, okay? Like
from 5 years ago.
From 5 years ago.
What? I'm sorry that I love sports so much.
From 5 years ago, but it can't tell us what year this country gained its independence from Britain.
I love this. I love my sports, man.
And he struggled with what day. Like,
no, I didn't. He goes, July 4th?
All right.
Come on, guys.
NFL. Steph Diggs, man. Scores
overpaid.
Oh, really? You don't like him?
Overpaid. $72 million, was it?
Yeah, some of that. Yeah.
Overpaid. Why? Way overpaid.
You don't think he's a beast?
Is he a top? He's not a top 10 wide receiver. So he shouldn't
in
get
Minnesota
that money.
Minnesota, he is.
It's way overpaid. I'm sorry. Sorry for all you Maryland homers. He got way overpaid.
You see, you don't like him at all.
He's a solid wide receiver. He's not the best wide receiver on his team.
Are you going to say Adam Thielen?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Adam Thielen is the best wide receiver on the
his
Vikings.
His color makes him a slot wide receiver at best.
And he also had better numbers than Stephon Diggs last year.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that. He just was loved by the other white quarterback. You know, the white quarterback to white wide receiver thing. That was what happened. But who's more of the playmaker? Who's
so,
literally
so
the better
if you
person?
Want to do your white to white, well, Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins is smart and throws it to proper people.
Kirk Cousins isn't. Redskins upgrade, by the way, a quarterback. Because Alex Smith
I
is
think
better
they
than...
downgraded.
I'm
I think they're
Kirk
pretty
Cousins
much the same
all.
Player, except for the fact that one's older and went to Utah.
And has.
At least one had the respect to go to a scandalous school.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you hear my stomach growl?
Mm-mm.
It's a coffee. Taylor Lewan. Sunday
also
Sunday.
Way overpaid.
Really?
I love Taylor Lewan. He's one of the best offensive linemen in the game. But that contract's I would never pay an offensive lineman that money.
I think the only reason why I'm a little worried about the contract that they gave him is he has a bit of a temper and he gets kicked out of games from time to time. I think he's totally worth it. I think when
he's
they brought
an offensive lineman, dude. I know offensive lineman. I had Joe Tom, the best offensive lineman in the NFL, who wasted his career for the Browns.
Yeah, agreed. You didn't say
he's
anything
not
wrong
worth
so
the,
far.
He's not worth that money being paid.
Here's my deal, right? Here's my deal.
Because it just when the skill positions, it's you don't have money to fill those skill positions.
I think he's getting paid for being a lot more than just an offensive lineman.
What is he other than an offensive lineman?
I think he's one of the main leaders of the, at least offense, but of the team. I mean, the man is, I'll tell you, I watch the Titans on every week
basis.
That's
easy to fill.
And I did not like Taylor Lewan. And then we got Jack Conklin. Right? Another one of your skepticals. Or
well, suspicious. I could tell you stories about Taylor Lewan in Michigan, but go ahead.
So, he was not doing that good. Well, he just wasn't living up to who we thought he would be. Then we got Jack Conklin, and then he kind of stepped his game up. But he's the guy you want on your team. He's the guy that you want on your team. He's the guy that is going to
not
try.
Not for that money.
He tried to murder Richard Sherman last year after Richard Sherman had that dirty hit on Mariota as Mariota was going out of bounds. He's the guy that you want.
Okay, that's fair, but not for that money. It's insanity.
But think about it. Think about it like this, right? A lot of our talent on offense is very young and still in their rookie contracts.
Okay, but some of them. So what happens when Taylor Lewan wants a new payday? Because he'll still be as good as he is in 5 years. You're going to give him that same payday?
They'll probably restructure his contract.
You think he's going
to be
more
willing to?
See.
I think he likes being in Tennessee.
You think he'll sacrifice money for. Because he's going to have to sacrifice not just a couple million, like 10 to 20 million.
Overall?
Overall.
Here's my thing. I think part of the reason why this is going down right now is So he can get paid now. So when it's time for other dudes to get paid, he can take a step back.
See, I'm not a big know. Fan of it, but
I like it because I'll tell you something. One thing we have is a pretty decent offensive line. And if Mariota is going to be our franchise quarterback, it doesn't really matter.
If Mariota is not a franchise quarterback, I'm on that bandwagon of yours. I was watching
him, then I loved him. Then
I was watching some film of his. He's raw.
He has a lot of problems. One of his problems is that he doesn't want to run the ball anymore, which I agree. Typically, you don't want your quarterback running the ball. But, like, even if you take those, like, 2 or 3 yard runs, they turn into 2nd and 8s, not 2nd and 10s. Like, right. You know. And then also, he just, like, ever since he got that hamstring injury, he's just, you know, he's got a lot of Flacco in him, really, in my opinion.
So he's elite.
No. But we'll see. I think this year's a big year. We'll see what Mike Vrabel does. I'm pretty freaking pumped about the Titans. Like, the Titans to me are a team that could finally move into the winning the division route, or they could be last place. Like, it's just one of those things.
Right.
I think if they can get this offensive done, offense back in. I love what they did at the running back position. I love what they did at the running back position. I love what they did with the defense. It's funny. For years and years and years, we talked about how the AFC South was the worst division in football. I think AFC South's going to be maybe not the most competitive division in football, but it's going to be one of the most competitive divisions in football this year. You got Watson coming back. I think the only real, like, major question mark is the Colts.
I would say the Titans might be last this year.
I don't think the Colts are going to come up ahead from them. And we didn't win the division last year.
Houston.
We were 2nd last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I think
Houston and Jacksonville will both be.
I think Jacksonville's going to take a step back. I think they're going to take a step back. I think Houston's going to be the team to beat. And I think the Titans, it's up to them. I really is. But I'm, and again, this goes into my discussion with you about being biased and not. So I'm biased. So I'm going to fully admit that. Right. But I think a lot of people from the outside looking in probably liked what the Titans did in the offseason.
It's all right.
They went from having 2 of the same running backs last year to getting rid of the bum, promoting the younger guy, and then bringing in Deion Lewis, who I think is a great – he's one of the best third down backs in the league.
Yes. Duke Johnson is.
And, you know, getting Malcolm Butler. I'm excited, man. I'm pretty pumped. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to the Tennessee Titans season. I'm looking forward to my West Virginia Mountaineer season, too.
I'm excited about my Browns, too, man.
He always fakes on Hugh.
Yeah. If we didn't have Hugh, we could be a playoff team in the AFC.
What did Jarvis Landry say?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's funny.
He said we are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Coming from a guy that was a Dolphin last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nothing to work with, though. He didn't.
Jay Cutler.
He had nothing to work with last year, but then look what he's on now.
It's better than what he had in Miami. You come on, man.
See, here's the deal.
Come on, man.
Here's the deal, though.
It's not even close.
Here's the deal. And this is why I think you don't understand why you're tripping.
I'm tripping.
You think it has to do with talent on the roster, right?
Well, for years and years and years,
the Redskins had a lot of talent on their roster, but they couldn't do anything with it because there's this thing called energy, and the energy in the city of Cleveland, much like it was in D.C.
It's vibing. It will be vibing. Yes, it will be.
Because they got swept in the finals?
Not, I'm telling you, we're if you're talking about energy from an energy standpoint, we'll be just fine.
How many weeks until the plastic bags, the paper bags come back out, Alex?
That might not.
They're not going to come off.
Well, if we bring the,
although we'll take them off in the beginning of the year.
If we bring the plastic bags out, it's not going to be because of energy. It's going to be because of Hughes play calling, and
it has nothing to do with Hughes play calling.
It has everything to do with Hughes play calling. Everything. Although he gave that up. Thank the good Lord he did.
Who'd he give it up to?
Todd Haley. Todd Haley's our new O coordinator.
Oh.
Was going to be malarkey, but then once Haley got fired.
Well, you're lucky for that.
Why? You don't like malarkey? He led you to the playoffs, man.
No. He tried to get us not in the playoffs. Bro. Please do not go down this route with me. Do you want me to tell you about exotic Smash Mouth football? You want me to tell you about exotic Smash Mouth football?
Well, he's the polar opposite of that. Hugh Jackson's the polar opposite of that.
He's like, you know, Adriana Lima or something like that.
So then they would be perfect. Yeah. Them two together, you mix it together, it'd be perfect.
Dude, Mike Malarkey's trash. Like, Mike Malarkey did everything to not get us in the playoffs. He did everything in his power.
So you're saying it was even though they won the playoff game, you're glad they fired him?
Absolutely.
Poor guy.
See, you don't remember last year where we lost to the Arizona Cardinals and we blew a lead to the San Francisco 49ers because even though we were up by 10 points in the fourth quarter, instead of pinning them deep, we went for it on 4th and 9 from our own, like, 37. And then Blaine Gabbert came out and threw a freaking touchdown on the first play. Please. Mike Malarkey is trash. All right? I bought into him the first year. Well, no. The first year when they were like, Mike Malarkey, I was like, stop it. And then DeMarco had his good year, but a lot of that was because we had a good offensive line and Mariota was new. Mariota has not progressed under Malarkey. That's part of his fault. Last year, when Derrick Henry was clearly the best player in the backfield, he stuck with DeMarco. You know, I think there was 4 or 5 games last year where Derrick Henry had 80-plus yards of rushing in the fourth quarter.
Okay. I believe it.
But in the first 3 quarters of a game, he had like 3 carries and 20 yards. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you need to realize who's the guy to go with, you know? And that's part of my problem with Mariota, Delanie Walker, for years and years and years, have been his safety blanket. But for some odd reason, he wants to throw the ball to Eric, I dropped the ball Decker, in crucial moments of games.
He ain't no Corey Coleman, though.
And I'll tell you something. The best thing to happen to us, and this is going to be, this used to be very hard to say when I first said it, but the best thing to happen to us is what the Patriots did to us in the playoffs. Because if it would have been a close game, and it would have just, Mike Malarkey might still be here.
He would still be here.
And that just couldn't happen. See, you got to remember, you don't follow the Titans like that. But what happened is Mike Malarkey was originally going to be fired after week 17. But the Ravens choked. And because the Ravens choked, the Titans made it to the playoffs.
That was the Bills.
The Titans and the Bills.
Oh, okay.
They both made it. The Titans ended up being higher up because of it. Anyways, so then they go to play the Chiefs. And we're like, we're going to lose to the Chiefs. But little do you know, Andy Reid has only won one game against the Titans organization in his whole entire career. The Titans, like, own him, right? Even when they're good. Even when he was with the Eagles. I kid you not. My brother's an Eagles fan. It's crazy. And then we somehow won that game, which was the ugliest game of football ever played in the history of America. If you remember that game, Marcus Mariota had a touchdown pass to himself. You remember that?
Yep.
And then they were like, oh, we're sticking with our man, hoping that the Patriots would destroy us. The Patriots destroyed us. And then they fired Mike Mularkey, which was the best decision. And shout out to Amy Adams Strunk or whatever her name is, who's now the Bud Adams' daughter, who now is controlling the team and made that smart move by getting rid of Mike Mularkey.
Free Mike. Free Mike.
I remember sitting on this show and laughing and joking with the fact that you guys ended up signing Mike Mularkey when it happened.
Got Todd Haley now.
And that's a good pickup. That's a good pickup.
I like Todd Haley.
He just needs to know his place because my man Hugh knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's the king of losing games. You're right.
Sometimes you got to be a king of losing games. Some, you know? Anyways, anything else you guys got to say?
Alex, you want to say anything?
I'm just already getting psyched for the next season of Arena Bowl.
Oh, geez.
For 2020 when Cleveland Gladiators come back.
Oh, yeah, man. They're going to pack the queue with banners.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say?
I'm good, man.
Oh, watch Johnny Football's return to the pro football spectrum on Friday.
Yeah, this has been the Benchwarmers.
Montreal, too, man. They got a good team now. Mm-hmm. They were in last, but maybe Manziel.
It's amazing to me that you make fun of arena football, but then you want to talk Canadian football.
It's more like the NFL than the Arena Football League.
Okay.
Bigger fields.
It's bigger. Bro, like.
Better athletes.
Almonds are more like peanuts than guacamole. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you just said.
Hey,
this,
man.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Tom Grady.
Montreal Outlets fan Sebastian Merrick.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
I love this.